in the studio this morning, Peyton Tochterman. Morning, Peyton.
Good morning, Ann. How you doing?
I'm doing really
well. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. I saw you over at Mockingbird, I think, was actually the last time I did see you.
Yeah, it was. That's right, opening for Ellis Paul.
That's right. That was a great night.
That was a great night. It was a lot of fun.
And you had Daryl with you that night?
Yeah, Daryl was there. It was just Daryl and I and opening for Ellis. And it was my birthday, so it was really fun. It was that was a really fun night.
It was a fun night.
Such a cool place to play music.
And so you've grabbed Gary Green here and thrown him in the band as well. Do you guys know each other because you both worked at the Paramount Theater? Is that how you know, or you knew each other before?
Yeah, no, we knew each other, like, really. I actually hired Gary for a sound gig, and it was, and we just hit it off. I mean, I'd never met him before, and at the gig, we just hit it off really well, and then he got me the job at the Paramount. I was working construction, and he pulled me into the Paramount and put me on that crew, so it was good.
All right. Well, one of the times, I guess, just before I saw you at Mockingbird, you kind of slipped me this little four-song EP.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious what's come of that. Has there's more songs that have been recorded, or is that just a project unto itself?
Well, I think I'm going to do a bunch of short releases of these EPs. And so I am going back into the studio and recording four more. I've written a bunch of songs. So I think it's just going to continue, maybe do one, two, three, four little EPs, and then maybe think about a record eventually. But these EPs seem to be a pretty good way to do it. So,
all right. Well, what are you going to start first?
This is a new one. It's called Immortal Planet.
We got Peyton Tochterman, Daryl Mueller, and Gary Green in the WNRN studios this morning, playing tonight at Mockingbird.
All right. Survivors here. If life don't kill you, we'll die and surely will. Run through life like there ain't no bills to pay. St. Peter'll slam that gate right in your face. We say our prayers at night, but forsake them by day. Lay your head next to mine, then you run. Hey, yeah. I believe in God, 'cause the devil told me so. The only angel I met is you. The angels fall like stars from the sky, yet they never hit the ground. Where did my angel go? We say our prayers at night, but forsake them by day. You lay your head next to mine, then you run. But forsake them by day. Come lay your hand next to mine, then you run. Hey, yeah. It's a mortal planet, and there's no survivors here. If life don't kill you, well, dying surely will.
WNRN, Peyton Tochterman, Gary Green, and Daryl Mueller live in the WNRN studios this morning. So if you guys are working at the Paramount, when do you have time to go out and do gigs?
I haven't worked at the Paramount in a couple of years.
Oh, okay.
But Gary still works, and he doesn't have much time. So, but no, they do a lot over there. So he's pretty busy. But no, I haven't worked there for a number of years now.
So, do you have a day job?
I teach guitar. Teach guitar and play music. That's my whole gig, Ann. It's a good one. I'm pretty blessed.
Well, that is nice. And Daryl, although he doesn't have a microphone to talk, you just seem to be playing with everyone. It just seems like every single time I turn around, you're playing bass. Are you going to be playing bass with Ted Pitney as well?
I don't think so. We hadn't arranged to do that.
Okay.
Maybe. I think Ted's playing with us.
Oh, okay.
Ted's going to sit in on a couple songs, I think, so that should be pretty fun.
Yeah. I've heard the official rumor that Old School Freight Train may have at least a reunion in the fall.
Yeah.
And that'll be a part of the infamous String Dusters Festy Experience, which we'll be talking about more next week, which will be kind of fun. That'll be taking place in October. So Peyton Tochterman, Daryl Mueller, and Gary Green live in the WNRN studio. So I guess you have some time to write these songs and record these EPs then, Peyton?
Not really.
No? You're busy all the time?
I'm pretty busy. But no, actually, things have been kind of slow the last about last month. I've been... I was recovering from some health things, so I've been sitting around just writing music, and so I've had the last month off pretty, which has been pretty nice, actually. It's been nice to have a break.
Well, we're glad to have you here in the WNRN studios this morning. Tonight, these folks are going to be playing at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall. What do you got for us next, Peyton?
This is another new one. I wrote this, not too long ago. I don't know. I've been writing some different songs that I used to write. I don't know, some new stage of my life or something. I'm not sure what it is, but I've been inspired to write songs like this. So this is called A Sure Thing. And so strange it is to be with you. Well, I'd have given up on me some time ago. But you breathe out the most understanding of winds. Now I'll breathe all I can in. So stay with me tonight. We'll sail the oceans. Rest your mind. Ask anything of me. Roll the dice. You need no longer gamble because of you. Well, a sure thing. So walk with me, but not ahead. I may not follow, not behind me. I may not lead. Fly with me, oh, so vast our endless skies. There ain't no fear in me now. So stay with me. Well, tonight we'll sail the oceans. Rest your mind. Ask anything of me. the dice. You need no longer gamble because of you and me. So stay with me. Well, tonight we'll sail the oceans and rest your mind. You can ask anything of me and roll the dice. Well, I'm no longer a gamble because of you. Well, I'm a sure thing.
WNRN. Peyton Tochterman live in the WNRN studio along with Daryl Mueller and Gary Green this morning. So, Peyton, you talked about this particular song being maybe a little bit different than what you've been writing before, and probably what I consider to be some of the songs you write before is the song that you did at the beginning, kind of the, you know, if life doesn't kill you, death will kind of stuff. Kind of always those kind of nice little... you know, ironies of things that you like to point out, but in a in a really clever way. I've always enjoyed your songwriting.
Nice.
So what is you know, what's the new thing that's going on that writing these gorgeous love songs?
Oh Lord, great. no, I just, you know, it's just like straightforward stuff. No little quirky puns or no little word plays. Like for that song, it's just straight. And I've never really done that. I always thought, you know, second meaning, third meaning, you know, all these levels and all that crap like that. And I mean, it's still great. I mean, I still have fun doing that. But there, every now and then these songs come out that are just, you know, straightforward. And it's kind of fun. I mean, it's kind of liberating in a way to be able to just sit down and write a song and not really worry about, well, I never really worry about it, but to not have to worry about or, you know, mess around with words too much. Just, you know, straightforward meaning without any sort of interpretation. You can just get it from the first run through. So that's fun. It's fun to write songs like that.
Right. Well, are you eating something new for breakfast? Are you living someplace different? You driving a new car? What's the inspiration?
Oh, you know, just the beauty of the world, and just the sunshine and the butterflies. And, you know, it's just so inspiring.
Fair enough. Yeah. I had to ask. So, do you have studio time booked for this new EP?
No, not yet. We did the first one out at Haunted Hollow, which was a really awesome experience. And so I've been talking to them about getting back out there, but we haven't got anything booked yet. And then also my friend James has that new place, The Sound, that's really cool, and might do a couple songs there, you know, just to check it out, and because they've been doing some really cool stuff. So I don't know. We'll figure it out. No rush.
Yeah, we like hanging out at The Sound Studios.
Yeah. You guys do a lot of stuff there, don't you?
Well, we do it when we can or when it seems to be convenient. And it's, right. For me, you know, most people don't know that I run The Sound while the interview is going on. And it's kind of nice to take a break from that, actually, and have James or Mark run The Sound for me.
I'm sure, man. It's a good spot over there. I like that place.
We got Peyton Tochterman, Gary Green, Daryl Mueller live in the WNRN studios.
Oh, man. So, so how you been?
Good.
Things are well. How are things around the radio station?
Good. My baby's graduating from high school tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the graduation day.
Yes.
Are you excited?
Totally.
Got that college tuition coming up? I hope she's going in state.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. There you go.
Yeah, no, it's such a huge milestone. Then 4 years from then, it'll be college and another child graduating from high school. So. But it's all good.
I'm thinking the second kid's going to a private school, like you know, $38,000 a year or something. Is that what you think? That'll be all right?
Yours.
I don't have any kids.
Paying for that?
No, I no way. Could you imagine that if somebody went, like, these colleges, they cost like $40,000-$45,000 now for 1 year. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, some people, you know, get scholarships. And some people don't.
Yeah, that's... Well, I didn't.
I didn't either.
Ah.
Peyton?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you doing next?
What is it? Red Angels. We're going to play a song called
Awesome.
Red Angels.
I love that one.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Are you coming out tonight?
No. I just just blunt. Well, no, I mean, you know, it's graduation weekend, sweetheart.
I know you got high school graduation tomorrow. I know. I'm just messing around. All right, Red Angels, ready?
Yep.
All right. Well, the world, it keeps on spinning just like it always done before. And a row goes on in the same damn place it did yesterday. And all our friends don't care if we're living, 'cause it's been so many years since we talked about anything worth a damn. And our sisters, they left us years ago, holding on to nothing. I can count the good things that they done on one finger. Angels on my shoulders dressed in red. Well, they tell me I'm a good dog, but I'm bad. Devils on my shoulders dressed in white. With a hell and back to hell again. On spinning just like it always done before. And this road might really lead us to a house of gold, but walking, well, it just hurts me worse than it did a year ago. So I cross this river and rest in the shade of the trees. Angels on my shoulders dressed in red. Well, they tell me I'm a good dog, but I'm bad. Devil's on my shoulders dressed in white. With a hell and back to hell again. Angel's on my shoulders dressed in red. Will they tell me I'm a good dog, but I'm bad? Devil's on my shoulders dressed in white. With a hell and back to hell again. Well, I'm a-going to hell and back, back to hell again.
Well, thank you, Peyton. Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Gary, for coming in today.